The ribbon-cutting ceremony was held for the new Animal Disease Research and Diagnostic Lab at South Dakota State University on Friday. That new facility protects food safety and supports research, diagnostics, and studies into animal disease. SDSU President Barry Dunn says the new lab will expand research and teaching efforts at SDSU and help with the prevention of current and emerging diseases in livestock.
I think the big change that I'm not sure everybody understands is the movement from postmortem work, or so after an animal passes away, tragically, to antemortem, which means before. So we do most of our work in this lab to monitor health before they get sick, to prevent this, not only the death, but to prevent the sickness.
Representative Lee Quam of Platt was instrumental in securing state funding for this project and says it's critical for the future of the industry.
This is an investment for the future of South Dakota. Ag is number one in South Dakota. It always will be. I don't ever see that changing. And if we don't work with our ag industry, keep them at the forefront, keep livestock healthy, you know, crops and everything is in jeopardy if we don't have livestock.
South Dakota State veterinarian Dr. Dustin Odekoven says the lab runs nearly a 500,000 tests annually. It's also part of the National Animal Health Lab Network, which helps detect significant animal diseases and keeps commerce flowing if an outbreak occurs.
If we get a foreign animal disease like African swine fever, we want to still be able to allow the business, the industry to move pigs, but we want to allow them to do that safely. One of the ways we can do that is through testing healthy pigs to assure that they aren't infected and we can allow them to move to their destination. So it's a significant role.
The new lab cost about $45 million.